the idea is a very, very simple one, in that the kind of artists get a lot of glory, a lot of exposure, endless pats in the back, gold discs, Brit Awards and all the rest of it, and there's people sitting in the background that very rarely get any applause or acclaim, and arguably the most important ones in the whole process. That's the songwriters, the composers. So the idea of Salute Music is to try and identify the next generation of great British songwriter, composer, artist. They'll go out there and create and hopefully write the best piece of music anybody's ever heard in the history of mankind.
No pressure then.
None whatsoever. I wanna hold her, wanna hold her tight. Get teenage kicks right through the night. In many ways, technology, it's kind of like all these things, there's always an advantage and a possible disadvantage. There's a piece of technology and sound generation and sequencing and multi-track digital recording all built into your laptop, and it comes for free.
Yeah.
And I can assure you, 30 years ago, you would have paid hundreds of thousands of pounds for that capability. But the downside is there's lots of people out there doing it. Not necessarily all of them are actually particularly very talented. And what that's done is create a huge amount of noise and static. I think I saw a quote a couple of weeks back that somebody like YouTube, people upload something like 350 hours of video per minute onto YouTube.
You just said then there's a lot of noise there at the minute. Do you think when you were in the early days of the Undertones then that it was that you had staying power, or that you were making...
It was more difficult in terms of creating the music, because you actually physically had to go and learn an instrument. All that being said, the Undertones, you know, there was five of us. We all sat in a room, decided we were in a band. There was only two small problems to overcome. We didn't actually have any equipment or any instruments, and none of us could play anything anyway. But you did have to go learn something. And nowadays, you can pick up a little box of electronics and start being creative really quite quickly. And I think that's actually a really brilliant idea. I genuinely love the idea, and will happily sign up to the notion that technology has democratized creativity. We thought it would be nice to try and support songwriters and applaud them and give them some kind of opportunity and help. And again, it's why we didn't go down the route of, well, if you win this competition, we'll give you a recording contract or a publishing contract. You know, yawn, that's been done 1,000 times before. It's boring. Where we thought, well, what does the next young songwriter actually need? And in a sentence, what they actually need is the ability to give up their day job. They can do nothing else all day long but concentrate and focus on writing better songs than they did yesterday. I think it was the best quote I ever heard about what does a record company ever do. And it did boil down to that. It allows me to give up my day job.
Yeah.
And that's coming from someone who, at a point in my life, was driving a little van delivering TVs for a living. Well, record company allowed me to give up that and focus on being in a band called The Undertones. And look what happened there.